今天是非常高兴的日子。
Today is a joyful day.
每次我们看到弟兄姐妹在众人面前做见证的时候，是一件很高兴的事情。
It is joyful every time when you see a brother or sister sharing his witness in front of everyone.
然后今天我们有五位弟兄姐妹要在众人面前受洗。
Today we have five brothers and sisters who will be baptized.
他们是谭享恩。
They are Christiana Yi,
关慧霞、
Helen Leung,
冯杰秋、
Amy Wong、
马妙义、
Helen Ma、
杨凯、
and Kai Yang。
所以他们已经决志接受耶稣基督成为他们个人的救主。
They have already accepted Christ as their personal savior.
所以今天他们要在众人的面前分享他们的见证。
So today they are going to be sharing their witness for us.
我邀请他们上来分享他们的见证。首先是谭享恩小妹妹。
First of all, I want to invite Christiana to come up.
You're welcome. How did Jesus come into my life?
耶稣基督怎么进入我的生命
？Jesus came into my life because of Pastor and Mr. and Mrs. Dawson.
耶稣基督进入我的生命是因为刘牧师跟这个 Ralph and Linda Dawson.
They really changed my life.
因为他们改变了我的生命。
When I walked out, traffic got changed.
当我来到教会的时候，我感觉我的生命。受到改变。
How did I believe in Jesus?
就是我怎样相信耶稣的。
How I believe in Jesus is I believe that He died on the cross for my sins.
我相信耶稣，因为我相信他在十字架上为我的罪死了。
And I asked Him to forgive me of my sins.
我恳求他赦免我的罪过。
Why do I want to be baptized?
为什么我要受洗？
Why I want to be baptized is so when the end of the world comes, I will be with Jesus.
我要受洗，因为在世界末日的时候，我将会与耶稣基督同在。
Or when I die, I will be with Jesus.
当我离开这个世界的时候，我将会与耶稣基督一同同在。下一位是关慧霞姐妹。
We invite Helen. Helen, Helen. 早安 ，everybody。早晨，各位。Good morning。
我是 Helen， 我的中文名叫做关慧霞。
My name is Helen。
因为我的仔的原因。
Because of my son。
咁樣咧，佢因為佢係我只係得一個仔。
Because he's my only son。
咁佢當佢慢慢長大個時候，大概八歲。
When he gradually grow up and when he's around 8 years old。
咁我希望佢可以同其他細蚊仔一齊玩，一齊聽到呢個神嘅話語。
And because I wanted him to be able to play with children of his own age, and also for him to hear God's word.
咁好多謝 Maggie、美珠、李美珠。
And I thank Maggie Lin.
佢介紹我嚟到呢個華人嘅教會。
She introduced me to this Chinese church.
咁我呢個做媽媽嘅咧，就跟住去聽啦。
And as a mother, I follow him into the church.
點知一聽就聽上癮啦。
But not knowingly, I got hooked.
以前我覺得聖經係冇咁重要嘅。
Before, I didn't think that the Bible is that important.
教會唔係好重要嘅。
Church is not important.
我個宗教色彩唔係好濃厚啊。
I don't have a rich religious background.
但係當我一睇呢個 Bible,
but as I read the Bible,
咁我個感覺係完全唔一樣嘅。
My feeling has totally changed.
而且當我越睇到呢個 Bible 嘅時候
，and the more I read the Bible,
我嘅感受就好強，而家越嚟越感受到神嘅祝福。
And I can feel more and more stronger and stronger the blessings of God.
特別是我聽到嗰啲唱聖歌、聖詩嘅時候
，especially when I hear the gospel hymns，
我啲好多時我就會流淚。
A lot of times I would weep。
我諗係因為神soft my heart。對唔住，因為可能係神令到我個心打開。
And I think it's because God touched my heart and opened my heart up.
經歷人生嘅大半嘅路程。
With my life halfway gone.
好多甜酸苦啦。
I've experienced all different kinds of sweetness or bitterness.
生離嘅死別。
My loved one die or pass away.
喺兩年之內，我失去四個親人。
Within 2 years, I've lost 4 loved ones.
我個父母喺一年之內離世。
And my parents passed away within a year.
小姑同埋我自己個姑姑亦都係逝去。
My aunt and also my niece has also passed away.
我嗰個係sister-in-law.
Oh, sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Not her niece, but her sister-in-law.
Yeah. 我睇到死去的點講啊？我睇到生與死個差別。
I see the difference between the living and the dead.
Yeah. 以前我唔承認有呢個事件。
Previously, I deny that this actually can happen.
但係而家我要接受呢啲事實。
But today I have to accept them as facts.
我喺就喺呢個日子嗰度，我個心好沉痛，好苦悶。
And during that period of time, my heart was heavy.
我都好少同人哋講自己嘅感受。
And I rarely share my feelings with others.
因為大家都係咁忙，亦都冇乜用講。
Because everybody is busy, and so there's really no need to share.
大家有大家的煩惱。
Everybody has their own worries.
不過好彩呢幾年我嚟教會聽呢個福音。
But thank God that I was able to come to church this past few years to listen to the gospel.
神一直都好有睇顧我。
God watched over me.
一直用聖經嘅話語安慰我。
And He used the word from His Bible to comfort me.
令到我心靈上不再覺得孤單。
and I do not feel lonely anymore.
我開始學習禱告。
And I began to learn how to pray.
學習感恩。
To learn to give thanks.
學習分享神的話語。
And to learn to share God's words.
學釋放下擔心。
And I learned to put my burden down.
以前以為自己好是很謙卑的。
Before I thought I was humble.
因為我很喜歡幫助人家。
Because I love to help people.
我以為自己是很慷慨。
And I thought I'm generous. I'm generous.
但是你到教會學習神的話語的時候，
But as I learned the word of God,
你就知道，不是这样的事。
Then I know that it's not true.
而是跟其他人没什么分别。
I'm actually no different than others.
就很多世俗的罪恶这样，我们是有的。
And there is a lot of sin that we still have.
我承認我哋各人都係born with sin.
I acknowledge that we're all born with sin.
我承認自己係曾經犯過罪嘅罪人。
And I know that I'm a sinner.
所以我希望主耶穌嘅帶領下。
And I hope that under Jesus' guidance.
重新學習人生嘅道路。
And I can learn how to walk this way.
这个也是我今天要受洗的原因。
And this is the reason why I want to be baptized.
同时我要多谢各位Bible 老师的教导。
And I want to thank all the Bible teachers.
因为我是做run the restaurant.
Because I own a restaurant.
所以我要多谢曾经帮助我在餐館做事的同事。
And I want to thank all the co-workers who have worked with me.
是以前的和現在的。
All the present one and the past.
我要多謝我的朋友來參加我這個，今次來參加這個洗禮。
And I want to thank my friend for coming to watch in this ceremony.
特別是我的兒子 Lauren.
Especially my son Lawrence.
同埋我husband Larry.
And my husband Larry.
希望佢哋时时提醒我要做个好个better Christian.
And I hope that they will remind me often to be a better Christian.
信望爱将会系我毕生嘅努力事业。
I will strive to have faith, hope, and love in my life.
请你四弟兄姊妹啊，我冇得讲。各位弟兄姊妹
，and brothers and sisters，
希望你哋各人都要珍惜自己嘅生命。
I hope you will all treasure your life.
我哋每个人都有我哋嘅生命时钟。
We all have our time.
希望我哋能够活出精彩嘅生命意义。
And hope that we can all live our lives to the fullest.
愿神嘅祝福。
And may God's blessing.
希望神嘅帮助。
And God's encouragement.
帮助大家。
To help us all.
多謝大家。
Thank you. Good morning, Pastor.
各位兄弟姊妹，各位朋友，你好。
Good morning to brothers and sisters and friends.
我自从嚟到美国有廿几年啦。
I've been to America for about 20 plus years.
我係傳統嘅信仰係佛教。
And I have been following traditional religion, which is Buddhism.
咩神都拜。
I worship about just about any kind of gods.
在好多年前，我去過教會。
Many years ago, I have been to church once.
聽過福音。
And I have heard the gospel.
冇感動。
But nothing happened.
去親都係瞓覺。
And every time I go, I fall asleep.
所以咧，我一直都係冇去到停主去啦。
And so I stopped going.
就努力嘅工作。
Instead, I work hard.
生活咧就冇擔心，都冇平安。
There is no worries in my life, but there is also no peace in my life.
冇喜悦。
There is no joy.
我婚姻已經失敗過一次。
My marriage has fallen apart.
我好痛苦，好絕望。
And I was desperate and I was hopeless.
我想自殺過。
I actually had wanted to commit suicide once.
我災禍咧就好多災禍重重。
And a lot of mishaps keep coming my way.
有一次咧，我經歷過俾人打劫咧，惡匪打劫我門。
And once I was robbed.
開槍打到我嘅腳。
I was shot in my leg.
但我冇生命嘅危險。
But there were no, my life was okay.
呢幾年嚟咧，美國不景氣。
And in the past few years, the economy has not been well.
所以我打算搬州，搬到嚟阿伯曲奇。
So I left where I was and I moved to Albuquerque.
有一日咧，我就發生車禍。
One day I was in a car accident.
但呢呢度咧就無親無戚。
After I got here, I don't have any friends. There's no family.
就好煩悶，我諗起去教會。
I was very bored and discouraged, and I thought about a church.
咁我去餐廳度打聽有冇華人嘅教會。
So I went to a restaurant to see if they know of a Chinese church.
咁咧就教會介紹咗羅奕珍姊妹。
And the church they introduced me to Sister Mary Chang.
佢咧就帶咗嚟教會。
So she brought me here.
咁我就聽到神好憐憫我。
And I heard that God has mercy on me.
藉著車禍帶到我嚟呢個教會。
And through this accident, He led me to this church.
耶稣喺个十字架度为我哋洗去我哋所有嘅罪。
And Jesus' blood on the cross cleansed my sin.
所以我得到白白嘅恩典俾我哋呢个大爱。
And so I received this great love, freely.
所以就决志啦。
And so I made my decision.
牧师一段時間我冇嚟到教會。
There was a period of time when I stopped coming.
因為我對有啲事咧就有啲成見。
Because I have some prejudice against some things that happened.
咁咧，秀英姐妹同埋蘇青咧就成日關心我、關懷我，都嚟揾我。
Sister Su Young and Xiu Qing would call me and come and visit me.
有一日咧，去英文團契。
One day I went to the English fellowship.
就認識咗燕芳姐妹。
And I get to know Sister Yin Fong.
佢咧就用神嘅話語嚟感動咗我，幫咗我。
She helped me with God's word and touched me with God's word.
使得神啊化解我嘅對個教會嘅誤會。
And so it dissipated the misunderstanding I had towards the church.
佢鼓勵我去嗰個退休會嗰度。
She encouraged me to go to the retreat we had at the church.
去咗教宗，去咗個退休會嗰度咧，就聽到牧師佢以前就入過黑社會。
And during the retreat, I heard the speaker talk about how he was in the triad before.
咁咧，佢又 使佢又改咗佢過去嘅錯，又做咗牧師。
But he was changed and he became a pastor.
咁咧就使我又好感動。
I was greatly touched.
最後嗰日咧，我決定。
And during the last day of the retreat, I decided.
我決定受洗。
I decided to be baptized.
多謝咁多位。
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
现在我跟大家分享一下我信主的经历。
Now I want to share with you my journey of believing God, accepting God.
每次我走进教堂里面
，Every time I walk into a church,
我内心都会感到一种很平安的感觉。
I have a very peaceful feeling in my heart.
那种感觉是很特别的。
It's a very special feeling.
像是你去到一个家
，like you're visiting a friend's house，
一个主人很欢迎你的家
，and the host very pleasantly welcome you。
慢慢地我对去教会呀越来越有兴趣
，and gradually I became more and more interested in going to the church。
所以现在的星期天对我来讲是很有意义的。
So now every Sunday means a lot to me。
心中有一种寄托。
Feels like I have a trust,
盼望
hope,
因为我要去教会
because I'm going to the church.
可以与各位弟兄姐妹一起分享
I can share with every brother and sister,
学习神的话语
and learn God's words together.
一起尽力去干神喜爱的事情
and to work hard as God wishes.
以前我不睡到肚子饿都不会起床。
Before I wouldn't get up until I got become very hungry in the morning.
我先生他也很合作，他也从不来吵我。
And my husband is very nice. He never bothered me.
只有家里那两条小狗会叫醒我。
Only my two dogs would wake me up in the morning.
但是我醒来了，我要继续睡。
But I would go back to sleep after that.
现在就不一样了。
It's different now.
我们能来到这个世上。
We can come to the world.
这也是神的安排。
It's also God's arrangement.
而我们活着是有重大的意义。
And there's a very big meaning. It's very meaningful that for us to live.
就好像书院送给我的一本书里面。
It's like what it said in the book that Su Ying gave me.
的名字那本书是 Rick Warren 写的。
The book is by Reverend Rick Warren.
名叫 The Purpose of Driven Life.
It's called The Purpose of Driven Life.
这本书提到人生是一场考验。
In this book it says that life is like a test.
一个信托。
A trust.
一项暂时的任务。
A short-term mission.
所以我觉得这个很有意义。
I think it's very meaningful.
以前我对神的了解不多。
I didn't know much about God before.
觉得世上很多的事物都是理所当然的。
I took a lot of things for granted.
有时候会受到外界的影响。
Sometimes I would be influenced by the surroundings.
而内心感到很不安。
I felt uneasy.
总觉得自己的运气总不如人。
I felt like I'm not as lucky as other people.
但当我慢慢接触了圣经
，But as I gradually get in touch with the Bible,
细读神的话语
，and read God's words,
觉得世上有一位伟大的神。
I know that there is a great God in the world.
那是基督耶稣
，It's Jesus Christ.
他是一位默默无言
He's a God that doesn't say much.
毫无计较
He doesn't calculate our wrongs.
无条件的爱我们。
He loves us unconditionally.
而这种爱是永恒的。
And this love is eternal.
今天我们全家从远从中国平安移民到多这个多少人向往的国家。
Today, our whole family were able to immigrate to from China to the United States.
我觉得这也是神的安排。
I feel that this is also God's arrangement.
令我更感恩的是，我能认识到我的丈夫。
And what I feel more grateful is that I was able to meet my husband.
那是四年前。
It was 4 years ago.
我们在亲戚家人的介绍下。
Through the introduction of our friend,
在我们从未见面的情况之下，我与他电话联络。
We talked on the phone before we met each other.
那他现在是我的丈夫。
Now he's my husband.
这一切的发生
，all these happened
如此顺利
，so smoothly，
我感觉他都是神的安排。
I think it's all God's gracious arrangement.
在座的各位弟兄姐妹。
All the brothers and sisters here.
我们试问有谁没有错
？Which one of us didn't make any mistakes?
没有罪。
Didn't commit any sin.
只有神，他是。
Only God.
我们要以神为榜样。
We have to take God as our example.
无私的爱人
，to love other people，
关心身边的每一位弟兄姐妹
，to care about every brother and sisters around us。
今天我能认识到这位真神
，today I'm able to know this true God。
很感谢一直以来传福音给我的苏燕跟雍先生的家人。
I want to thank Su Ying and Mr. Ong, they have been bringing us the gospels all this time.
以及身边的亲戚朋友们
and all the friends and the relatives around us.
谢谢他们带领我走过这一段路
I want to thank them for leading us through this journey.
让我真真认识到这一位伟大创作万物的真神。
So that I was able to know this real true God.
但愿我们之间都以神为榜样。
I wish that we can all follow God's example.
让这永恒的爱公布一世。
Let this eternal love spread all around the world.
直到永远。
Until the eternity.
谢谢。
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
弟兄姐妹们，你们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我很高兴再次做见证啊。
I'm very happy that I've been able to give you my testimony today.
并受洗成为一名基督徒。
And be baptized to be a Christian.
成为神的大家庭中的一员。
And become a family of God's family.
我信主的历程。
My journey of accepting God.
可以追溯到我刚来美国留学的时候。
Went back all the way to the time I first came to the States to study.
那是97年的秋天。
It was the autumn of 1997.
那时候我在 Kansas State University 的物理系读书。
I was studying at the Kansas State University, the Department of Physics.
刚来美国，人生地疏。
I first came here and I didn't know anybody.
大学所在的小镇是 Manhattan, Kansas.
The college is in the town of Manhattan, Kansas.
是美国的地理中心。
It's the geographic center of the United States.
大约有30万人。
There are about 30,000 to 40,000 people.
十分的安静。
It's a very quiet town.
跟国内的人声嘈杂的情况是完全不一样。
It's completely different from what was in China.
对，是那时候几乎每个礼拜五都去参加华人学生的校园团契。
At that time, almost every Friday, I went to the campus fellowship of the Chinese students.
对，那是我第一次接触到了圣经教会和信教的弟兄姐妹。
And it was the first time for me to get in touch with Bible, church, and Christians.
其中许多的事情听到，其中许多的事和听到神的道，对我来说都是十分新鲜的。
A lot of those things and words, the God's words, sounds very new to me.
我马上就产生了好感。
And I liked it right away.
这中间有三件事我记得很清楚。
There were three events I remember vividly.
第一件事是校园团体的团契的领头人。
The first is that the leader of the campus fellowship.
是工业工程系的张教授。
Professor Zhang of Industrial Engineer Department.
他对我曾经说过一句话。
He told me once.
他说，来到美国。
He said, "You come to the United States."
如果没有认识和接受主的救恩。
If you don't know God and accept His salvation.
就像走进一座宝山。
It's like you go into a mountain full of treasure.
但是又空手而归。
But leave empty-handed.
不知道什么原因。
I don't know why.
我一直记得这句话。
I remember His words until now.
也许是圣灵在我心里的感动。
Maybe it's Holy Spirit works in my heart.
第二件事。
The second thing.
我和复旦大学来的袁子健弟兄有一次谈话。
I had this conversation with a friend.袁子健 he was from Fudan University.
他讲到他第一次通读圣经被圣灵感动。
He told me that the first time he read through the Bible and was touched by the Holy Spirit.
他那时候痛哭流涕。
He was in tears.
他特别提到了祷告的奇妙作用。
And he especially mentioned that the wonders that prayer can do.
这也给了我非常深刻的印象。
It impressed me a lot.
第三件事。
The third event.
我有幸在1997年那时候劳动节的那个长周末。
I was lucky enough to during the Labor Day holiday in 1997.
和堪萨斯校园团契的弟兄姐妹参加了约三天的。
I went to a retreat, a three-day retreat with the Fellowship in Kansas University.
那个 retreat 是在密苏里的中部一个 recreation area.
The retreat was taken place at a town in central Missouri.
那时候大概那个夏令营实际上有500到1000人，很大的一个。
There were about 500 to 1,000 attendants.
对，我在那儿听到了很多布道，有从纽约来的牧师，还有各个地方来的。
I heard a lot of preachings from preachers from New York and other places.
我记得那时候深受感动。
And I was deeply touched.
对，几乎就站出来要接受主的救恩。
I almost went forward to accept God's salvation.
但是唯一的障碍是。
But there's one hindrance.
是有神和无神的挣扎。
I was struggling between there is a God or there is not a God.
对，以后好多年，我经常思考这个问题。
And during the years after that, I've been thinking about that problem.
并且常常想到在堪萨斯听到的那些布道。
And I've thinking about the preachings I've heard at Kansas.
最终解决了这个无神论的障碍。
And finally, I was able to resolve that question.
神是唯一的这个世界的创造者。
God is the only creator of the world.
而且神将他的独生爱子
赐给世人。And He gave His only begotten Son to the people.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whoever believes in Him shall not perish and get eternal life.
好多年之后回到阿布库比。
And years later, when I came back to Albuquerque,
我又通过在这个教会听刘牧师的讲道。
And through the preaching of Pastor Liu in the church,
和每周五晚上那个陶森夫妇的课程。
And every Friday night the lectures from Brother Dawson.
不断的坚定了信心，加深了信仰。
It affirms my belief.
今天我衷心的接受神的这个宝贵救恩。
Today I sincerely accept God's precious salvation.
并接受洗礼，成为教会的一员。
And to be baptized to be a member of the church.
从此我成了新造的人。
From today on, I'm a new creature.
旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
The old has passed, everything is new.
对，从此我将和众弟兄姐妹们一起与神同行。
From now on, I will walk with all the brothers and sisters together with God.
Okay, 谢谢大家。
Thank you.
在你们手上看到这个周刊，有记下两段经文。
In your program, there are two Bible scriptures.
在罗马书第六章第四节、第五节这么讲。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 4 to 5, it says.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
然后哥林多后书第五章十七节这么说。
And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
他说若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.The old has gone, the new has come.
我刚才那五位弟兄姐妹在这里所做的见证。
The testimonies that we have heard from the five brothers and sisters.
他们见证他们已经得到这个新的生命。
They testified that they have received this new life.
他们已经是新造的人。
They have all become new creation.
他们已经得到这个永恒的盼望。
They have received this eternal hope.
所以他们今天要在众人面前告诉大家，我是一个新造的人。
Therefore, they wanted to stand here and tell everyone that I am a new creature.
所以受洗这个仪式是有它的含义。
So baptism has its meaning.
所以当弟兄姐妹当他们被浸在水里的时候
，and as they are submerged in the water，
也就是代表他们的罪已经跟耶稣基督一同埋葬。
It signifies that their sin has been buried with Christ.
那么当他们从水里上来的时候
，and as they rise up from the water，
也就是代表他们得到这个新的生命。
It represents that they have received this new life，
并且他们的罪已经洗清了。
And that the sins have all been washed away.
所以当弟兄姐妹见证这个受洗礼的时候
，and as you witness this baptism，
我们记得神对我们的爱。
We need to remember God's love to us.
神把这个救恩赐给我们。
He has given us this salvation.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loved us.
所以我们在这里要恭贺这五位弟兄姐妹。
So we want to congratulate these five brothers and sisters.
因为他们成为我们神家里的人了。
Because they have become part of the family of God.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us bow head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的恩典。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你是那永恒的神。
Because you are the eternal God.
因为你是那创造天地万物的主。
Because you are the Creator God.
你掌管人的生命。
You have control of our lives.
你拣选这位 五位弟兄姐妹。
You have chosen these five brothers and sisters.
成为你的儿女。
To become your children.
在这里我恳求你保守他们。
I ask that you protect them.
坚固他们的信心。
Strengthen their faith.
让他们在灵命上继续的成长。
So they can continue to grow in their spiritual life.
让他们的生命成为别人的祝福。
May their life become blessings to others.
蒙你的喜悦。
To be acceptable.
愿主你的恩惠常与他们同在。
May your blessings be with them always.
我们把他们完全的交托在你的手中。
We lift them up in your hands.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.